10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Nine minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Sing it loud.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone. Apparently it's getting serious, so whatever that means. I'm sure you told him I was just somebody you used to know. I know he doesn't know.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! Trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Zach Bigley.
We welcome you into Whataburger Field. It's the Frisco Rough Riders and the Corpus Christi Hooks getting set for game number 4 of this 6-game series. And for the Rough Riders, it's game number 11 of 13 on this road trip. Frisco, so far, 8-2 in the first 10 games. Hi, everybody, and we welcome you onto the Coastal Bend and into Whataburger Field. The Rough Riders with the best record in the Texas League at 35-19 go against the Corpus Christi Hooks at 21-33. I'm Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you wherever you may be listening on this Friday night. The Rough Riders today turn to Nick Krauth on the mound, and he has been very good recently. In his last start, he went a season-high 7 innings against San Antonio, allowing just one run, and he did it in under 80 pitches. He had a chance to come back out for the 8th if the game had been a little bit further apart. It was a pretty close game at the time, so they wanted to go into the bullpen, but Krauth threw very well in that start. He makes his 3rd start against Corpus Christi this season, including having 2 of his best against the Hooks, allowing just 2 runs across 11 innings in those 2 combined starts. Nick Krauth for the Rough Riders against Michael Knorr, who the Rough Riders have already seen twice earlier this season. The former Coastal Carolina Chanticleer, 0-3 with a 3.72 ERA this season. He's making his 9th appearance and his 5th start on the season. Nick Krauth against Michael Knorr today, the 2 starting pitchers. The Rough Riders hoping for another victory after winning last night 3-0, and one of the most complete team victories that the Rough Riders have had this season, and their 4th shutout win on the pitching side as well. The Rough Riders really excited to keep it going in the heat here in Corpus Christi, and we had a chance to catch up yesterday about a little bit of that heat with Rough Riders trainer Neil Ori. We'll get you part 2 of that interview as the pregame show rolls along here on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Joined by Neil Ori, Rough Riders trainer. Now, when you were in college, you played college baseball for 4 years at Harper College and then at University of Wisconsin Oshkosh. How would you, when you reflect on it, look back at your college career?
Don't anybody look up the stats. They weren't very good. But that's why I'm doing this. I mean, I love the game of baseball, so that's obviously why I wanted to stay around. And I just found something that I loved. And obviously in baseball growing up, but I found another love that I had, and I was able to, you know, pair both my loves together, which is, you know, I think something everybody wants to look for in their job. So it's great for me, but it was just, you know, I think growing up and continuing to play baseball as long as I could, like the camaraderie, the being around the game of baseball and in the clubhouse is just, it's fun. It's fun to come to work every day. You get to, you know, hang out with the guys, you know, talk a little crap back and forth, you know, talk about, you know, it's just a great atmosphere to be in. And I think, you know, like, those are the things I remember most. They always told you growing up, like, hey, you'll never remember the scores of the games, like, you know, certain ones here or there you might, but you don't. You remember the teammates and like the feelings and the times and all that stuff. And I still go home to high school and, you know, have my couple of my high school teammates, and I still have giant group chats with my college teammates, and I get together when I get to go home and all those things. So those are the things I look back on, is like, it was invaluable in like getting me to here and helping me with my experience. I'm able to relate to these guys a little more so than maybe some other people might be, but yeah, just the camaraderie, and you know, it builds and fosters a love for the game that, you know, I can continue into my professional career.
And then after that, it was University of South Carolina for you to get your athletic training master's degree. Why University of South Carolina, and why athletic training?
So the funny thing is, out of high school, I didn't want to do athletic training because, God bless me, I was not injured. So I never had to deal with that. But all I saw the athletic trainer was kind of delivering water. So I didn't really understand what they were doing. So it was not something I wanted to do. But in college, I had to take some, you know, like 101 courses and just get observation hours. And I ended up observing in the athletic training room and just kind of like, oh, this is kind of something I like to do. It combined my love of, you know, health and sports and, you know, just being around people and, you know, creating relationships. So it was, that's how that ended up happening. And then once I was done with my bachelor's degree at Oshkosh in athletic training, I wanted to continue on and get my master's. That's kind of the way the profession was like going. And I applied to a bunch of different places, but University of South Carolina had a great program, and I was able to get a graduate assistantship, so they were able to pay for my schooling, and then I was able to work while I was continuing to do that. And I knew I would get to work with some upper level, you know, elite athletes there, which is some, at that time, is something I wanted to do. I wanted to go on and work in the professional setting in some way or another. So it all just set up really nicely. So I decided to pack up and move out to South Carolina, and it was one of the, you know, greatest decisions I've ever made. Like, I've met great people there, got great experiences, great connections, and yeah, I love the area. It was very big for my career, and though I haven't been back, I maybe one of these days. In low A, we were supposed to go back to that same city, but it didn't line up on the schedule that year, and so it was unfortunate, because it's a great place to be, and I had a lot of great memories. And I still keep in contact with all those people, just because those connections are invaluable, and it was such a great experience for me.
A great sports area there in South Carolina, for sure. We're joined by Neil Ori. We'll get you out on this. You have a big sweet tooth. I want you to walk me through, what's your ideal meal and dessert at the end of the night?
Oh, man. I try to be healthy. Like, I'm a big believer in practice what you preach, so if I got to tell these guys to be healthy, I probably should too, but don't get me wrong, like, I got my sweet tooth. If I had to choose, if like someone were like, hey, you got one last meal, what are you gonna have? It's all right. So I'm born and raised in the Chicago area, and so deep dish pizza. None of this fake deep dish that where you go to other places and they say, hey, we got Chicago style pizza. No. Chicago style pizza has a sauce on the top and a lot of cheese. So I'm getting a deep dish pizza, probably some pepperoni in there, and then ice cream or custard, if you're a Culver's person, you know, where being from. I went to school in Wisconsin, so custard. Yeah, which is, all right, so I'm a big coffee ice cream guy. Okay. I don't really like coffee to begin with. I don't drink coffee regularly. I don't. My mom, who's always watching these games, so she might hear this, but like, my mom loves coffee. We have like our own Starbucks in our basement back home, but she... I'm not a big coffee person. When I go home, I go out to drink, you know, get coffee with my mom sometimes just to spend time with her. And I get coffee, I get a peppermint mocha, whatever. Yeah, it's got a ton of sugar in it. I told you, I have a sweet tooth. I'm not a big coffee person, but coffee, ice cream, and then some hot fudge because I'm chocolate-holic. I get a pizza, get a nice, like, I'm not one scoop. We're talking two or three scoops of coffee, ice cream, get some hot fudge in there. Like, if you're going to do it, like... I'm not doing like the low fat stuff or anything. Like, if I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go for real. So, get all that stuff. But there's always room. If anyone ever tells you that there's no room for dessert, they're lying to you. Don't need that type of negativity in your life. And to bring science into it, the cold and ice cream helps your stomach expand. So there's always room for ice cream. So I don't believe that when anyone says they don't have room for ice cream. I always have room for ice cream.
You and Carlos both have a lot of room for ice cream. Yes, that's yes. For sure. He's Neil Ori, Rough Riders athletic trainer. Neil, thanks for joining us, and good luck tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. And it's been fun being here with Frisco. And let's go, Riders. Let's get this winning streak going again.
All right. I like it. We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com. or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back in Whataburger Field, almost ready for first pitch between the Rough Riders and the Hooks. Happy to have you. Zach Bigley with you, taking you through the starting lineups for today's game. The Rough Riders coming in at 35-19. And Carlos Cardoza, the second-year head man, looks like this with his lineup today. It's Freiner Chavez leading things off for the first time this season. He's at shortstop. Liam Hicks, the catcher, hits second, and Josh Hatcher is in right field today, hitting third. Middle third, it's Caber Rodriguez, the third baseman, Aaron Zavala, the DH, and Abimelech Ortiz at first base. Bottom third, it's Max Acosta, the second baseman, Jesus Cepeda out in left, and Daniel Mateo in center field. Once again, for the Riders, it's Chavez, Hicks, Hatcher, Rodriguez, Zavala, Ortiz, Acosta, Cepeda, and Mateo. Nick Crowd starts for the Rough Riders today on the mound. Here's what his opponent looks like, the Hooks, at 21-33, 14 games back of the Rough Riders in the standings. Tommy Sacco Jr. leads it off, the third baseman. Jeremy Orocho is the second baseman, hitting second, and Zach Cole, center fielder, hits third, just as he has all four games so far in this series. Colin Price, the first baseman, cleans it up. Then it's Colin Barber in left field, and Jaron Williams is the shortstop in the sixth spot. J.C. Correa, the DH, hits seventh. Ronaldo Espinosa is the right fielder in the eighth spot, and Ryan Robleski catches today, and he hits ninth. Once again for the Hooks, it's Sacco, Orocho, Cole, Price, Barber, Williams, Correa, Espinosa, and Robleski, the starting nine for the Hooks. Michael Knorr takes the ball and will start today for the Corpus Christi Hooks. He's pitching in his third game today against Frisco head-to-head. And Corpus has not had a very good time against the Rough Riders overall this season. Frisco is a whopping 11-4 against them this season. They have had a lot of success head-to-head. Michael Knorr himself this year, he's made two appearances both out of the bullpen against the Rough Riders. 5 1/3 innings, he's allowed 9 runs on 6 hits. Just 5 of those runs have been earned, though. He struck out 6 and walked 6. So the Rough Riders will hopefully be able to attack Knorr in a similar fashion after their 3-0 win last night, trying to add on to that and start another winning streak. They had their 9-game winning streak snapped here in Game 1, and they're ready to take the field right now. Corpus Christi in white tops and bottoms. It's their Kids' Day uniforms, so a young fan here for the Hooks got to design the Kids' Day uniforms. We'll tell you a little bit more about that as we go forward. The Rough Riders and Hooks, it's Game 4 of a 6-game series down in the Bay. And we're happy you're with us on this Friday night. We'll have first pitch in the play-by-play next. You're on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. See you at Bark in the Park this summer. Let's ride!
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Is gone.
He makes the diving catch and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a miss. He got him.
Gone!
And this baby is tied.
It's out of here.
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness!
Wow, what a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
From the ballpark by the bay, it's the Frisco Rough Riders and the Corpus Christi Hooks in Game 4 of this six-game series. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Whataburger Field. I'm Zach Bigley. I'm very happy to have you on this Friday night. The Frisco Rough Riders meet the Hooks for another game in this series and another game in this road trip. It's game number 11 of 13 on this road trip for the Rough Riders. And Franer Chavez set to start it off and set the table for the first time in his Rough Riders career, batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop to be followed by Liam Hicks and Josh Hatcher in this top of the first inning against Michael Knorr, making his first start against the Rough Riders in his third overall appearance. He's making appearance number 9 on the season with start number 5. There's Franer Chavez ready to begin it for the Rough Riders. He has been on quite a hot streak, a 6-game hitting streak with 12 hits over those 6 games. Switch hitter batting from the left side, Knorr the right-hander. First pitch of the game is a fastball up and away, and we are officially underway at 7:07 in the p.m. here in Corpus Christi. So one ball and no strikes and a very warm evening for baseball. 87 degrees and the feels like of 95. 1-0. Swinging a foul straight back, and it's one ball and one strike. 66% humidity and sun shining up above with a few wispy white clouds along the horizon out to center field. 13-mile-an-hour winds blowing in from right field. 21-mile-an-hour wind gusts tonight. Here's the stretch from Knorr, the 1-1. Breaking ball settles high and outside. It's two balls and one strike to Chavez. The Rough Riders shortstop, who's seen his batting average bump all the way up to 253 during this hot streak, in which he has 4 multi-hit games over his last 6 during a 6-game hitting streak. 2-1 pitch. Swinging a high pop-up, twisting to the right side in foul territory. Price at the warning track, and he just runs out of room. It's into the third row of seats, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Rough Riders in their slate tops today. Gray pants, red double R ball cap on the top of it all. On the other side for Corpus Christi, it's the navy ball cap with a bright blue brim and the CC Hooks logo on the forehead. It's their Kids' Day uniform tops today and white pants. 2-2 pitch. Chavez watches strike 3 call in the inside corner. Knorr gets him looking for his first strikeout of the first out of the ballgame. Liam Hicks takes his turn now. Hicks was hit by a pitch twice yesterday and also walked. His 380 on base percentage is the highest on the team and 11th in the Texas League. 4-for-10 in the series with a couple doubles, both of those coming in the first inning of the ball games, respectively. The first 2 of the series. Left-handed hitter. Stretch and Knorr delivers home. A breaking ball, the curve for a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. You mentioned those Kids' Day jerseys. They were designed, by Jade Garcia, who's a 7-year-old fan for the Hooks. Here's the stretch, and the 0-1. Swinging a pop-up off the fist to the left side, and the wind blows it foul into the seats about 10 rows up. And it's no balls and two strikes here on Hicks, beginning this Friday night ball game. Jade Garcia had quite the pregame, as well as getting the jerseys that she designed, worn by the players. She got to throw out the first pitch and sing the national anthem. She did a great job, too. 0-2 pitch. Check swing on a breaking ball down and in. They appeal and he didn't go. It's one ball and two strikes. Steven Rios, our home plate umpire today, has balls and strikes behind the plate. Our third base umpire, Clay Williams. Justin Jeska is our first base umpire today. One ball and two strikes on Hicks. The offering in. Swinging a drive deep down the right field line in towards the corner. Goodbye! Liam Hicks leaves the ballpark on a 1-2 pitch. And it's 1-0 Rough Riders. The Rough Riders' first home run in their last five games. And an early 1-0 advantage for Frisco on Hicks' second home run of the season. A big-time blast for the Rough Riders' catcher.
Right fielder number 12, Josh Hatcher.
A 1-0 Frisco, and here's Josh Hatcher, a left-handed hitter. And the first pitch. He swings and punches it to shallow right field. Orocho going back to second baseman. It's over his glove and down for a base hit. Well, Josh Hatcher singles after the Hicks home run. And the Rough Riders continue to do damage in the first inning. Frisco, the third leading scoring team in the Texas League in the first inning this season.
Third baseman number 17, Cameron Rodriguez.
And an opportunity to add on to their already one run. It's just the fifth home run that Knorr has allowed this year, the third by a left-handed batter. The lefties have had a tough time picking up hits against him. We say that as back-to-back lefties get hits. First pitch to Rodriguez is hit in the air, foul to the right side. It's 0-1. Back-to-back hits for the Rough Riders lefties, but lefties were hitting just 149 against him coming into the game. Righties 246, so a lot better than left-handers have managed. 1-0 Frisco here in the top of the first inning. Knorr, a long hold, and the right-hander still holding at the chest. He pitches. Swing and a miss, and a good breaking ball is slithering away from Rodriguez. It's 0-2. Haber just 1-for-6 in the series. He has knocked in a couple runs and had a productive day at the plate yesterday. Sacrifice fly and a walk, despite not picking up a hit. Rough Riders the 3-0 win in yesterday's ballgame. Here's the stretch in the 0-2. Popped up foul back behind home and out of play. It's still no balls and two strikes on Rodriguez. Rough Riders with an interesting lineup today. No Kellen Strom at the top of the order. No Cody Freeman in the middle of it either. Nor the stretch. And the right-hander's 0-2. Swinging a foul back and out of play again. It's still no balls and two strikes. And the Rough Riders making him work early on. Hatcher the only one to put the first pitch in play against him. Through four hitters so far. Aaron Zavala on deck for Frisco. Nor the number 15 prospect. And the Astros organization ready from the stretch. He lifts the left leg and throws over to first. Hatcher's back in. Defense behind him today looks like this. It's Colin Barber in left. Zach Cole in center. Rolando Espinosa in right field. Tommy Sacco Jr., the third baseman. Darren Williams at short. Jeremy Orocho at second. Colin Price plays first, and Ryan Robleski catches. 0-2. Swinging a fly ball into shallow right center field. Orocho, the second baseman, going back. And he makes the call, puts it away. Two outs in the first. One run in, one runner on. And here's Aaron Zavala.
Number 13, Aaron Zavala.
Rough Riders leading 1-0 on the Liam Hicks solo homer to right field. Left-handed batter. Zavala just 1-for-11 in the series. The first pitch. He swings and misses on a fastball, and it's 0-1. Fastball at 93 miles an hour from Knorr. He has been very good here in this building. 2.30 ERA as opposed to nearly 5.5 ERA on the road. The 0-1, just high. One ball and one strike. Outfield changed to the opposite way for Zavala. The infield plays to pole. Knorr offers in. Hatcher takes off, swinging a fly ball down the left field line, and that one hooks foul. One ball and two strikes. Now the Rough Riders designated hitter, Zavala. Rough Riders lost the first two games of this series, and they won last night. But the two losses were on the heels of a nine-game winning streak, and they are three games up in the Texas League South Division on Midland, who plays San Antonio tonight. We'll be keeping an eye on that score. 1-2 pitch, up and away. It's two balls and two strikes, and so with 14 games remaining in the first half after this one tonight, the Rough Riders with that three-game lead coming into tonight's ballgame and trying to win the first half for the first time since 2014. 2-2. Tap on the ground, foul up the first baseline. Still two balls, two strikes on Zavala. 20 pitches here in the first inning for Michael Knorr. Not necessarily what the Hooks wanted to see after they got six innings out of Tyler Guilfoyle last night. He allowed just three runs across his six innings for a quality start. Offering in, Hatcher takes off, pitches high and away, throw down to second, skips in there, not in time. Hatcher swipes his seventh bag of the season in nine attempts. And with a full count on Zavala, a runner in scoring position with two outs here in the first inning, Rough Riders already leading 1-0. Rough Riders have been very aggressive on the base pass this season, and Josh Hatcher has been sneaky fast on the year. Seven steals for Hatcher. Here's the stretch, and the 3-2. Breaking ball, fouled away back behind home. It's still three balls and two strikes. Zavala putting together a good plate appearance. It continues to be a search for Zavala for consistency. He'll have good weeks, but then he'll follow that up with a not-so-good week. 3-2 pitch. Up and away, ball four. Good plate appearance for Aaron Zavala. He earned that walk. And that brings Abimelech Ortiz in from the left side. Talk about a guy who's searching a bit right now. Ortiz batting just 178 on the year through 44 games. He'll also show some really good flashes. You know it's in there. A guy who won Texas Rangers Minor League Player of the Year last year. The pick. Swing and a miss. Inside breaking ball. 0-1. Ortiz, 33 home runs a year ago. He has just three this season through his 44 games. Right-hander ready. Looks back towards second. The pitch. Just outside. Missing with an outside changeup. Trying low and away to the left-handed batter. Ortiz peering for that first base hit of the series. Top of the first inning, two outs, two on. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball down and in. One ball, two strikes. Max Acosta on deck for the Rough Riders. Ortiz, the sixth hitter that Frisco is sending up in this top of the first inning. Wind continues to blow in from right field. One, two. This is down. Two balls, two strikes. 27 pitches in this top of the first inning for Michael Knorr. The bullpen is quiet out in left center field for Corpus Christi. Hatcher leads from second, Zavala from first, and the 2-2. Swinging a foul out of play to the left side. It's still two balls and two strikes. On the Riders' first baseman, putting up a good battle. And just as we say that, some action starts out of the bullpen for the Hooks. Just some guys getting loose and jogging around. 2-2 on the way. Swinging a ground ball, poked up the first baseline. Price has got it, and he takes it to the bag easily for the out. Side retired, but the Rough Riders do get a run on two hits. No errors, two left on. We go to the bottom of the first inning next. And Nick Krauth on the mound for the Rough Riders when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're to the bottom of the first inning. Rough Riders a 1-0 lead over Corpus Christi on a Liam Hicks solo homer. Nick Krauth deals with Tommy Sacco Jr., the first pitch. Swinging a soft roller off the plate, back to the hill. Krauth bobbles, bare hands, fires high to first, not in time. He tried to barehand the baseball, and it just went past him off his fingertips. And the throw was high from Krauth onto first base, so Sacco reaches on a hit. Wow, that is a generous hit for Sacco. Usually that would be an obvious error on the pitcher, Krauth. Jeremy Orocho bats now. Krauth will tell you that's a play he needs to make. So they do say infield hit. And Jeremy Orocho bats, left-handed hitter, runner at first, 1-0 Riders, no outs in the bottom of the first inning, and the first pitch is a backdoor slider for a strike. It's 0-1. So the leadoff runner aboard against Nick Krauth, the right-hander at 6'3", 170 pounds, the 24-year-old out of Concord, California. He's ready from the stretch and the 0-1 pitch on the way. Way outside off of Hicks's glove, and it careens over near the on-deck circle, allowing Sacco to move up to second base. And we'll see if that one is called a wild pitch or a pass ball, and a tough ball for Hicks to grab. But again, just like Krauth, I think he'll probably tell you he needs to corral that baseball. It's 1-1 on Orocho. Krauth went to the University of Connecticut for his final year before being drafted, or I should say signed, as a non-drafted free agent after the 2020 season. He readies and brings in the pitch to Orocho, a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Unfortunately for Krauth, his UConn Huskies had a tough time against Florida State earlier today in the Super Regionals. They lost 24-4 in the game one of the Supers, so hopefully they'll be able to rebound. I'm sure Krauth wasn't too happy about that. He readies from the stretch. Here's to second. Kicks in. Breaking ball tagged in the ground. Foul to the right side into the Riders' dugout. And it's 1-2 on Orocho. Krauth making his 10th appearance of the season. It's his 9th start. 43 innings. He's struck out 26 and walked 25. But he was really good his last time out in San Antonio last week. He readies and fires. It's flicked out of play to the left side. It's 1-2 on Orocho. He allowed just one run of the missions on 5 hits across 7 innings, and boy, was he efficient in that start against San Antonio. I mean, he was cruising multiple innings under 10 pitches. He readies here in the 1-2. Breaking ball, soft grounder to second. Acosta up with it. He tosses sidearm over to first and gets Orocho. And there's one down with Sacco moving to third on the play. Rough Riders leading 1-0 in the bottom of the first inning with one down and a runner at third for Zach Cole, the left-handed batting center fielder.
Zach Cole.
Cole 3-for-10 in the series. In that last start, Crowd threw just 75 pitches to throw 7 innings. And had it not been a 3-1 game at the time, he would have gone back out for the 8th inning. First pitch to Cole. Inside, and did he hit him? Yep, he got him on the left knee. So a hit by pitch puts Cole aboard. And that brings Colin Price to the plate with runners on the corners and just one down. Krauth in early trouble here in the first inning.
First baseman, 14, Colin Price.
Price 2-for-6 in the series of the double. And he stands in from the right side, all 6'5" of him, the first baseman. Krauth peers in. Right-hander's got his sign from the first base side of the rubber. He readies from the stretch and deals home. First pitch on the inside corner with a slider for a strike. It's 0-1. Krauth working with Liam Hicks behind the plate. Just the third time that Hicks has caught him this year. Krauth twirling the ball behind his back. He's got his sign ready from the stretch. And the 0-1. Breaking ball popped up down the right side. Foul ground. Ortiz giving it a look, and it's into the seats. A foul ball. No balls and 2 strikes on Price. 1-0 Riders, bottom of the first. Krauth grabs some rosin from the back of the mound and steps back up to the top of the hill. He would love a ground ball right here to get out of this inning with runners on the corners and one down. Tucks his glove underneath his arm as he grabs his sign. He's got it. And the 0-2. Swinging a pop-up again. Foul out of play to the right side. Still no balls and 2 strikes. To introduce you to the defense that's going to be helping Krauth out today. It's Jesus Cepeda in left. Daniel Mateo in center. Josh Hatcher roams in right. Gabriel Rodriguez mans third. Franer Chavez is the shortstop. Max Acosta, his double play combo at second. Abimelech Ortiz on the right side, holding on Cole at first. And Hicks does the catching. Here's the stretch in the 0-2. Got him looking at the top of the zone with a slider. Strike 3. Krauth with a big strikeout. His first, and there are 2 away now in the first inning. He spun one right at the top of the zone. And now Colin Barber, the left-handed batter, works against him. Lefties haven't done much against Krauth this year, hitting just 161. And Krauth readies. He brings it in. Just outside. 1 ball, no strikes. Righty's a .339 batting average against him, though, with 6 homers. Got a lot more success. He's ready from the stretch. 1-0 pitch. Runner takes off, swinging a bouncer foul at the plate. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike on Barber. And Barber, a top 30 prospect of his own here in the Astros organization. One of only 2 in this lineup, Barber and Cole. Cole's the number 6 prospect. Here's the stretch in the 1-1. And on the ground, foul again. Barber back-to-back. Foul balls off his own foot. And he squats down in pain. And here comes the athletic trainer at the top step for the hooks. Is she going to go back in? Nope, she comes out. It's Jennifer Bardalens, who's going to go check on Barber, make sure he's all right. Barber has his hands on his knees on the right side of home plate after fouling the ball twice. Looked like off the same spot. And he points underneath the shin guard just outside of it. Trying to walk it off. It hurts really bad the first time, and then the second time, that's just miserable. Just trying to shake it out. We're in the bottom of the first inning. It's 1-0. Rough Riders lead it. Runners at first and third and two down for Corpus Christi. Colin Barber, a one ball, two strike count to his name. This next pitch will be the 16th for Nick Krauth in the first inning. We already saw Michael Knorr with a very long first inning of his own in the top of the first inning. He threw 29 pitches. Krauth ready from the stretch. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Slider below the zone for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Krauth to end the first inning. And no runs across on one hit. No errors, two left on. 1-0 Riders to the top of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
We're to the top of the second inning from Corpus Christi. Zach Bigley with you, and happy to have you along. Bottom third of the order, due up for the Rough Riders, already leading 1-0. Max Acosta, Hazel Cepeda, Daniel Mateo. The 3-2 up against Michael Knorr, who threw 29 pitches, 20 for strikes in that first inning. Rough Riders stranded a pair after the Liam Hicks homer. Right-hander against right-hander. Acosta, very aggressive hitter, first pitch. He watches high and inside, 1-0. No batter has put the first pitch in play more on the Rough Riders roster than Max Acosta. He hasn't even played even close to all of the games this year. The 1-0 pitch. He checks his swing, and he couldn't hold up on a pitch off the outside corner. That was the slider. And it's one ball and one strike now on the Riders' second baseman. And he's been hitting the ball hard really well over his last couple games. He calls time and steps out. Unfortunately for him, a lot of them have been going into people's gloves, but in this series, he's 3-for-7. He's found a little bit more green so far. Back in from the right-handed batter's box. Knorr has his sign working from the stretch with nobody aboard, as he always does. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back sliders off the outside corner. Both inducing swings from Acosta. Michael Knorr out of Carlsbad, California. Went to Carlsbad High School. Factory for baseball. 1-2. Off the outside corner. Another slider. This one too far off the outside. Two balls, two strikes. Carlsbad High School, same high school that produced Brady Anderson, the big leaguer. Troy Gloss, former Angel. Also Sean White, the snowboarder. There's the stretch. 2-2. That comes inside. We're full now on Acosta leading off the second. 1-0 Riders. It also produced former Rough Rider Thomas Sagisi. It's a big part of what the Rough Riders did the last couple of years before being traded midseason last year to the Cardinals. 3-2. Swinging a fly ball into left center field, pushing Barber back into the alley. He runs it down and reaches skyward to pluck it out of the air. One away. Play out to left field for Acosta, and Jesus Cepeda takes his turn.
Left fielder number 28,
Jesus
Cepeda.
Cepeda, right-handed batter. Open stance. Nor ready from the stretch, and he brings in the first pitch. A first pitch curve that just misses high. It's one ball and no strikes. Thomas Ajayi currently playing in AAA with the Memphis Redbirds. Hopefully he finds his way up to the big league soon. 1-0. And misses well high on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Two balls and no strikes on Cepeda. With one down in the second, 1-0 Riders. Base is clear. After Nor's time at Carlsbad High School, he committed to Cal State Fullerton. Pitched 3 years there. 2-0. That misses outside. Three balls and no strikes. And he was pretty pedestrian during his time at Fullerton. He had an ERA just shy of 7 during those 3 years. He delivers the 3-0 here. That misses outside. Four-pitch walk to Cepeda. One out base runner for the Rough Riders, and Daniel Mateo makes his way to the plate. Nine-hole hitter for the Riders. Frisco leading 1-0. After his 3 years at Fullerton, Nor decided to transfer to Coastal Carolina, all the way across the country from Southern California all the way to the Grand Strand. The pitch. Swinging a bounding ball up the middle. The second baseman, Orocho, backhands, fires on to first. Just in time to get Mateo. Cepeda up to second base. Orocho had to backhand on the left side of the second base bag from our perspective, and he had no chance to get Cepeda at second. So he just set his feet and threw on to first base and got the fleet of foot, Mateo. Two down, top of the order now, and Franier Chavez, 1-0 Riders. At Coastal Carolina, Nor was really good. Finished 17th nationally in strikeout-to-walk ratio. The biggest thing was a jump in his fastball thanks to some mechanical tweaks. He readies from the stretch. Looking back at second at Cepeda, deals. Misses up and away with a fastball. It's one ball and no strikes. The fastball so far this season is back down into the lower 90s, but it was 90 to 92 during his time at Fullerton. Well, it jumped up to 93 to 96, even touching 98 at Coastal. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Changeup off the outside corner. Chavez even in the count at one ball and one strike. And he's brought that into the minor leagues as well to find some good success. Glove at the belt, the pitch. Swing and a miss and an outside fastball. And it's one ball and two strikes now on Chavi, the shortstop who struck out looking back in the first inning for the Rough Riders. Nor was drafted in the third round by the Astros 2 years ago, back in 2022. 1-2. Swinging a fly ball laced into right center field. Espinosa on the run. The center fielder looking up as well. It drops in between them. Cepeda comes in to score. Chavez up to second base. He stops right there. It's an RBI double, and the Riders lead 2-0. Franier Chavez on a 1-2 pitch got a breaking ball at the bottom of the zone and hammered the slider into right center.
Catcher number 5, Liam Hicks.
His first time in the leadoff spot this season. He's got a 7-game hitting streak now, with that double extending it. And he picks up Cepeda, who walked and now has scored. Liam Hicks homered his last time up. He stands in from the left side in the first pitch. Up and in, one ball and no strikes. Hicks's homer down the right field line was just his second home run of the season, his first road homer. He's now 5-for-11 in this series and really swinging a hot bat. Nor readies, he deals. That's at the bottom of the zone with a changeup for a strike. It's 1-1. Hicks, over his last 20 games coming into tonight, hitting .364, and over his last 8 games hitting .414. And now you add a home run to them. 2-0 Riders here in the second, the 1-1. Swing and a miss and a changeup away and a little bit of a feeble-looking hack from Hicks. He was fooled. Stands back in from the left side. Hicks has been the consistent two-hole hitter for the Rough Riders this season. Offering in. Swinging a hard ground ball, base hit to center. Chavez getting the windmill around third, and the throw is cut off. RBI single for Liam Hicks. He's knocked in two of the three Rough Riders runs. It's a 3-0 advantage for Frisco. They continue to hammer Michael Knorr.
Right fielder number 12, Josh Hatcher.
That's now 12 runs allowed in three appearances by Knorr head-to-head against the Rough Riders this season. Liam Hicks in two at-bats has a home run and an RBI single. And now Josh Hatcher, who singled on the first pitch his last time up. The offering home is a breaking ball down and in the dirt. It's one ball and no strikes. Three runs on four hits for the Rough Riders through the first two innings offensively. And keep in mind, this is without two of their best offensive guys in Cody Freeman and Kellen Strom, both with the night off tonight. This is great to see. 1-0 offering in. Fastball pierces the outside edge for a called strike. It's 1-1 on Hatcher. Liam Hicks hasn't been a huge run producer for the Rough Riders this year. Just 20 RBIs for him now. The 1-1. Swinging a bounding ball foul up the first baseline. It's one ball and two strikes now on Hatcher. But Hicks coming through with a couple big hits. Oh, no. Orocho tossed the ball into the stands, and instead of looking to find a fan to give it to, he tossed it into some empty seats, and it rattled in and out of those empty seats and back out onto the field, and Espinosa has to go run and grab it. The right fielder. One ball and two strikes here on Hatcher. Hicks at first base. Here's the stretch by the right-hander, Knorr. He comes to a stop, 1-2. Swing and a miss, change up away, strike three. Hatcher strikes out, and the Rough Riders' top of the second is over. But two runs come across on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Bottom of the second next, Rough Riders, a 3-0 lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Hitting off shortstop number 17, Jared Williams.
6-7-8 in the order for Corpus Christi in the bottom of the second inning. It's 3-0 Rough Riders. Nick Krauth goes to work against Jaron Williams. First pitch is a breaking ball on the inside edge for a strike. 0-1 in the shortstop, who's 2-for-10 in the series so far. Playing in just his ninth career double-A game. The 0-1. It's low and outside. It's one ball and one strike. Williams was drafted in the ninth round last year out of the University of Toledo. started with High A Asheville and making his way up here to Double A. 1-1. Breaking ball in the inside corner for a strike. It's 1-2. Williams had just a phenomenal season last year for the Toledo Rockets. 1-2 pitch. It slips up high. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. He began the season on a 33-game hitting streak and then finished it on a 21-game hitting streak. 2-2. Just inside. Tried the front door breaking ball on the right-handed matchup. It just missed. A full to begin the second. 3-0 Rough Riders. Williams hit 435 in MAC play. The pitch. Swinging a chopper off the end of the bat. Out towards short. Rodriguez cuts him off at third. The throw to first. Not in time. Williams beats it out for an infield single. Back-to-back innings that the Hooks have the leadoff man aboard. Do-or-die play for both Chavez and Rodriguez, the shortstop and third baseman. It was the third baseman that cut over to the left in front of Chavez and picked it and did all he could to try to get Williams at first, who runs well. Just could not do it. J.C. Correa, the younger brother of Carlos Correa, stands in now from the right side. First pitch. The DH rams it in the center field right at Mateo, though. He's under it and makes the grab right at the head. One away in the second with a runner at first for Rolando Espinosa, the eight-hole hitting right fielder.
Right fielder, number 5, Rolando Espinosa.
3-0 Frisco, bottom of the second. Jaron Williams ended up finishing his season last year with Toledo, hitting 403. First pitch. Rides to the inside corner at the knees for a strike with a fastball, and it's 0-1. And that led him to be drafted in the ninth round. He had such a wonderful start to his season as well at the high A level, leading the promotion up here to Double A Corpus Christi. 0-1 toss. Swinging a ground ball to third. Rodriguez up with it. Slings it on to second for one. Mateo rifles to first. Got him for the double play. Rough Riders go around the horn and get Nick Krauth out of the second inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. Top of the third inning next. It's 3-0 Riders on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
This is Steven Jennings, and let's get back to the game.
Rough Riders have been all over Michael Knorr to start tonight's ball game. They lead it 3-0 into the top of the third. Caber Rodriguez starts it for the Rough Riders. It's the middle third of the order against Knorr. Here's the stretch in the first pitch. Rodriguez shows bunt, takes a strike after pulling back to his right shoulder. It's 0-1. Knorr threw 52 pitches through the first two innings combined. And he's ready from the stretch again here in the 0-1 pitch. Swinging a drive out to deep left field. Barber looking out of here. Kaver Rodriguez goes large, his third home run of the season. It's 4-0 Rough Riders. Frisco had been in a five-game homer drought, and it's two within the first four innings of tonight's game.
Designated hitter number 13, Aaron Zavala.
Solo blast for Kaber Rodriguez. Out to left field. 98 miles an hour off the bat. And 326 feet is the estimated distance. The pitch. There's a breaking ball at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. And the wind probably helped that blow out to left field. Looked a little bit further than that. Here's the stretch of the pitch. It's down and in, and it's one ball and one strike now on Zavala. Well, the Rough Riders had been on a five-game homer drought, their longest of the season to this point before the Liam Hicks homer in the first. Here's the stretch, the 1-1. That's down and in, and it's two balls and one strike. They were on pace coming into this game for just 84 home runs this season, which is the second fewest, or would be the second fewest, in franchise history. The pitch slips across on the inside edge to Zavala. It's two balls and two strikes. The fewest in franchise history, 68 in 2010. That was a particularly poor year for Rough Riders power. Two Rough Riders players had 10 homers to lead the team. 2-2. It slips outside on the change. It's 3-2 now on Zavala. Two homers today for the Rough Riders after just hitting three home runs in the first 10 games of this road trip. You'll love to see it. Nor ready from the stretch, the 3-2. Zavala sprays it foul out of play to the left side. It's still three balls and two strikes.
That's a ball brought to you by Evans last service.
Frisco third to last in home runs in the Texas League. 10-team lead. But leading this one 4-0. Payoff pitch on the way to Zavala. Swinging a fly ball off the end of the bat, sinking down into shallow left field. It's in there. A base hit. Zavala turns around first, thinks better of it. And he's back in at first base with a single. So he's walked and singled today. First two runners aboard for the Riders, a homer and a single. And here's Abimelech Ortiz. Michael Knorr had allowed four homers this season coming into today, and he's allowed two to the Riders tonight. He gets a visit from Ryan Robleski, his catcher. Saw some milling around in the first inning for Corpus Christi out of their bullpen when Knorr threw 29 pitches. Nobody currently loosening out there. Ortiz bounced out to first to end the first inning. Here's the stretch from Knorr. Zavala leads from first. And the offering home. That finds the outside corner with a breaking ball. Strike one. Ortiz now 0-for-8 in the series. Knorr has his sign. He's ready from the stretch. And the right hitter's 0-1. Swinging a soft roller foul up the first baseline. It's 0-2 quickly on the Riders' first baseman. Frisco shaking up the lineup a little bit, and it's paid dividends so far. No Kellen Strom, no Cody Freeman. You have Franer Chavez batting in the leadoff spot for the first time this season after he hit no higher than sixth in the lineup all year, playing the hot hand at the top of the card. Knorr Rennie's in the 0-2 pitch on the way. High and outside. It's one ball and two strikes. Franer Chavez, an RBI double back in the second to extend his hitting streak to seven games, giving him 13 hits in his seven-game hitting streak. He's been on fire. Knorr, the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider down and in, strike three. Ortiz down on strikes. The third K for Knorr. One away here in the third, and Max Acosta bats.
Second baseman, number 11, Max Acosta.
They're in the ballpark by the bay. The Rough Riders have enjoyed good success here this season and over the last few years. Rough Riders have a losing record in their history against Corpus Christi, but they've been good here recently. Right-hander against right-hander, first pitch. Swinging a hard grounder to third. Sacco's got it. On to second for one. The throw to first in time. Double play. Inning over. 4-0 Riders, though, to the bottom of the third inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders offense certainly showed up to play tonight. It's 4-0. Frisco leads into the bottom of the third. Happy you're with us on this Friday night. Ryan Robleski, Tommy Sacco Jr., Jeremy Orocho. 9-1-2 lead it off. Nick Kraus first pitch. On the inside corner, a called strike. It's 0-1. Rough Riders with one run in the first, two in the second, and one in the third. 0-1. Slider, top of the shelf for a strike. 0-2. And two homers after hitting just three in the first 10 games of this road trip. Two homers here tonight. Robleski 0-for-7 in the series, right-handed batting catcher. 0-2. He swings, fouls it off Hicks behind the plate. Oh, who immediately goes down into a push-up position behind home, now into all fours. Looks like they got him on the very tip of his foot. And he gets up and walks it off. The Hicks has had himself quite a day at the plate. A homer and an RBI single. And now behind the plate, and he's not getting rewarded for it. Still no balls, two strikes. You take a look at the replay to see exactly where it got him. Oh, it got him right on the top of the right thigh. The unprotected area. He's back in there, the 0-2. Just high, and it's one ball and two strikes. A lot of catchers nowadays are positioning themselves with nobody on base, especially the pitch. Swinging a fly ball off the end of the bat out into left field. Cepeda jogging in, and he makes the catch. One out of the third for Tommy Sacco at the top of the card.
First baseman, number 4, Tommy Sacco Jr.
Catchers are positioning themselves with their right foot, or excuse me, their right knee on the ground, and so it leaves that right thigh open, the pitch. Misses high, and it's one ball and no strikes. You know, normally, it used to be that catchers would be squatted down, so they'd have both their knees facing out. The pitch is a grounder foul back behind home, and it's one ball and one strike. And so a foul ball would be back into the knees or the shins, and that's protected with the shin guards. But now that they're down on the right knee, there's nothing protecting that right thigh. The 1-1. In the air, out to shallow left field. Cepeda right there. He hardly has to move. Back a step, and he makes the catch. Back-to-back flyouts to left. Two quick outs for Nick Grouth. And here's Jeremy Orocho. 4-0 Rough Riders, bottom of the third.
Second base number two, Jeremy Orocho.
Orocho bounced out to second in the first inning. Going to have to talk to Kavika Emsley-Pye about that, the Rough Riders development coach in charge of the catching. First pitch. Upper edge inside corner, a strike, 0-1. Former minor league catcher himself, and kind of get his thoughts on if they should pad that right thigh. The 0-1. That's down and in, and it's one ball and one strike. It's certainly left open for a lot of foul balls, and it's a meaty part of the body, but it still hurts really bad when you get a foul ball there. 1-1. Flicked foul out of play on a line to the left side, and it's 1-2 now on Orocho. He's had himself quite a month of June so far. Orocho has. Came into this series 8-for-8 in consecutive at-bats. He's behind in the count, 1-2. The offering in. And that misses outside. It's two balls and two strikes. He's batting .545 in the month of June, 12-for-22. That was before bouncing out to second in the first inning. 2-2 pitch on the way. That misses high and outside. We're full at three balls and two strikes on the second baseman. Wind blowing softly out to left field. Krauth working from the full windup. He knocks the glove over his cap in the pitch. Fouled away again to the left side. Still three balls, two strikes. Krauth still in good shape with the pitch count. His next pitch will be his 40th as he throws here in the third. Not quite as efficient as he was in his last start. He threw 75 pitches to go seven innings, but pretty good. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Fastball elevated. Strike three. It's the third strikeout for Nick Krauth. Side retired in 1-2-3 fashion in the third. The run hits airs. Nobody left on base. We go to the top of the fourth. It's 4-0. Riders leading on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
We move to the top of the fourth inning. It's 4-0. Rough Riders lead it. 8-9-1 due up against Michael Knorr. Marcel Cepeda in from the right side. Right-hander against right-hander. First toss. Fastball simmers to the upper edge for a strike. It's 0-1. Cepeda walked on four pitches and scored in the second. That's his first strike he's seen today. 0-1. Breaking ball just misses his right shin coming inside on him. One ball and one strike on the left fielder. Knorr trying for his first scoreless inning of the game. 1-1. Swing and a miss way out in front of a changeup, and it's 1-2. The Rough Riders have a run in the first on a solo homer, two in the second on a Freiner Chavez RBI double and a Liam Hicks RBI single, who homered in the first. 1-2. Fastball 0 and away, 2 and 2. And then a Cabo Rodriguez home run in the third as well. Pushing the lead to 4 to nothing. Trying to win back-to-back games to tie this series at 2 games apiece. 2-2. Just low and outside. Full of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nor spun around like he thought that was strike 3. Going to turn his head back towards home plate and make sure that he got the ball back. 3-2 pitch home to Cepeda. Got him looking on the outside corner. Now Cepeda down on strikes. One away. Fourth strikeout for Knorr and Daniel Mateo, the batter. Roughriders lead 4-0. Top of the fourth inning. One out. And the nine-hole hitting Mateo, who bounced out to second his last time up, steps in, attacking the first pitch. Knorr working from the stretch. He delivers home. Strike on the upper edge inside corner with a slider that looked like it backed up on him just a bit. It's 0-1. Mateo batting just 153 through his first 19 games. 0-1. Bounced in the dirt. And the catcher, Robleski, held it there for a second, picking it on a short hop, trying to frame a ball in the dirt. Steven Rios Jr. said, I don't think so. Home plate umpire. One ball and one strike. Knorr has his sign. Deep breath, the 1-1. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. It's one ball and two strikes. Riders have been great this year when scoring first in ball games, as you might expect. They do have 13 come-from-behind wins, but when scoring first, the Riders are 24-6 this season. One, two to Mateo. Swinging a high chopper to third. Sacco comes up on it. Fields at the head. Throws high. Pulls the first baseman Price off the bag, but he lays the tag down on Mateo as he flashes past him. And there's the second out. It's hard to throw it high on Price, who's 6'5" at first base, but able to make an athletic play, tagging out Mateo. Two down for the top of the order in Franier Chavez. Upriders a 4-0 lead. Chavi, an RBI double in the second into right center field. He's 1-for-2. First pitch. Breaking ball sits outside. One ball and no strikes. Great to see Chavez swinging the bat well. He's doing it from both sides, and he's hitting better right now from this side of the plate versus right-handed pitching. He's a left-handed batter. 1-0. He swings, chops it up the middle. The second baseman, Orocho, tries to backhand. It's off the edge of his glove, and no throw on to second. No throw on to first. The second baseman, Orocho, tried to field it. It went off the heel of his glove down below him. He picked it up and then looked over to first, and Chavez was nearly at the bag, so he put it in his pocket. And we'll see whether or not they go hit or air there. Time called, and the pitching coach, Sean Buchanan, comes out. He'll go chat things over with Knorr before Liam Hicks makes his way to the plate. Still haven't signified hit or error. They do say infield hit now. So another two-hit day for Franier Chavez. That's a remarkable 14 hits in a 7-game hitting streak. That's crazy. Long conversation up on the mound with Buchanan. Home plate umpire Steven Rios Jr. goes out and joins it. There's a left-hander warming up in the bullpen. It looks like DePaula, but kind of difficult to tell. The uniforms that they're wearing today, the hooks, it's white numbers on a white jersey. Really tough to tell. It is Brian DePaula, by the way, warming up in the bullpen. So a runner at first, two down, top of the fourth inning. And Liam Hicks, owner of two run-scoring hits today, a homer and an RBI single, stands in. First pitch, just high and outside with a fastball. It's one ball and no strikes. Hicks is catching today, so it's not surprising that he's hitting particularly well. When he is catching, he is a much better hitter this season. The pitch. He watches on the outside corner a strike, and it's one ball and one strike, and it's been documented how well he has been doing as a catcher this year. A 344 hitter when catching coming into this game, and the numbers will just go up. The pitch, Chavez takes off, swinging a bounding ball to first and foul. And it's one ball and two strikes on Hicks, and now Chavez will go back. The Rough Riders, as a unit behind the plate, have been really good offensively as well. Now that Cooper Johnson has hit so well over his last month of play, Rough Riders catchers are first in the Texas League, hitting .294 as a unit, and second in OPS with an .829 mark. That's really, really good. And when you're getting that out of your catchers, that's excellent. Stretch in the 1-2. It bounces down in the dirt. It's two balls and two strikes. Hicks is a particularly good hitter against right-handed pitching as well. Hitting .285 coming into this one against righties. Now both of his homers are against right-handed pitching. Left-hander holds the bat out towards the mound. Chavez leaks off of first and draws a throw, and it's in the dirt. Price just able to get a glove on it. Trickles off to the right side. Oh, and actually, it might have just hit Chavez in the right hip. He stands up and is holding his side. That's no fun. 2-2 here on Hicks with a runner at first and two down. Top of the fourth inning, 4-0 Frisco. Knorr offers in. Runner takes off, swinging a drive. Deep right field, down the line. It's gone again. Liam Hicks with his second homer today. It's now 6-0 Riders. Oh, Liam Hicks, have yourself an evening. 3-for-3 with two homers and an RBI single. 4 RBIs for Hicksie, and the Riders have a 6-0 advantage. Oh, man. A season high in RBIs, his first career minor league two-homer game, and he knocks Michael Knorr out of the ballgame. What a shot, too. Down the right field line, 352 feet over the bullpen, into the wind, 100 miles an hour off the bat. Michael Knorr out. We have a pitching change here in the fourth inning. It's 6-0 Rough Riders in the top of the fourth. We'll introduce you to Brian DiPaolo when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Brian DiPaolo is the new pitcher on the mound. The left-hander fires into to Josh Hatcher, and it's one ball and no strikes. It's 6-0 Frisco out in front, top of the fourth inning. Liam Hicks now with two home runs on the day. The pitch, swing and a miss. Hatcher misses a breaking ball below the zone. One ball and one strike. And what an awesome day it's been offensively for the Rough Riders in the power department. 1-1. Swinging a ground ball out to shortstop. Williams backhand straightens, fires onto first, and retires Hatcher. And the side comes to a close, but two runs on two hits, no errors, nobody left on base. The Rough Riders lead 6-0 into the bottom of the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
And let's take it to the board.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Father's Day is quickly approaching, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great dads and Rough Riders family. On Sunday, June 16th, come out to the ballpark for some great Father's Day activities as the Riders take on the Amarillo Sod Poodles for a 6:05 first pitch. The Rough Riders will play as the Dallas Black Giants, the moniker that pays tribute to the former Negro Leagues team in Dallas. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com and reserve your spot to participate in a pregame catch on the field. Let's ride.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Rough Riders have scored in each of the first four innings offensively, and Nick Krauth has retired five in a row and thrown shutout baseball so far. He deals home to Zach Cole, and a breaking ball misses outside. One ball and no strikes. It's 6-0 Frisco into the bottom of the fourth inning. Rough Riders have to be feeling pretty good about where they're at right now. The pitch. And that's high and outside. It's two balls and no strikes. Have a day, Liam Hicks. Two homers, an RBI single. He's 3-for-3 with four RBIs. The pitch. Swinging a bounder foul to the right side. It's two balls and one strike. And we're just in the fourth inning. Frisco with a run in the first, two in the second, one in the third, and two in the fourth. Three homers as well through the first four innings today after hitting just three homers in the last 11 games. Baseball is kind of weird, isn't it? That's why we love it. Two balls and one strike. Krauth over the head with the glove, and the pitch is fouled in and out of Hicks's glove. Two balls, two strikes. Six runs on eight hits for the Rough Riders. No runs on two hits for the Hooks. Krauth working on 44 pitches. And he brings this one into Cole. Grounded foul off of Cole's foot right back to the hill where Krauth fields. Still two balls, two strikes. Well, the Rough Riders, if you include the four innings today, have now outscored the Hooks 9-0 over the last 13 innings. They include yesterday. The offering, swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball away. That was the curve. His fourth strikeout. One out here in the fourth inning for Colin Price.
First baseman, number 14, Colin Price.
Dating back to game two of this series, 15 consecutive scoreless innings by this pitching staff. First pitch to Price is up and in, one ball and no strikes. 6-0 Rough Riders, bottom of the fourth. 1-0 offering. Breaking ball drilled out to left field, deep down the line. Cepeda looking up, and it bangs off the middle of the wall. Price rounds first on his way to second. The throw off line. He's in there with a double, his second of the series. And brings Colin Barber to the plate. Third hit for Corpus off of Crown. And in a string of six in a row, sat down. Right-hander looks in for his sign. Crowth ready from the stretch, and he brings in the initial pitch. Swinging a line drive over second into right field. Hatcher up with it in right, and they stop Price at third. Runners on the corners in one out. Barber with the base hit into right field. And here's Jaron Williams. Williams, infield single back in the second. He was eliminated in the double play that ended the inning. So Nick Crowth has allowed base runners in two innings coming into this inning. Runners in first and third, one out in the first inning. He struck out back-to-back hitters. Same situation here. First pitch is fouled away to the right side. It's 0-1. And then in the second, he got that double play. Would love another ground ball here. Crowth hasn't been nearly the ground ball pitcher he has been in the past this season. The offering. Swinging a grounder right back to him. He's got it. On to second for one. And a throw to first in time for the double play. 1-4-3 double play. And Nick Crowth gets his second of the day to get out of the inning. Ask and you shall receive. No runs on two hits, no errors, one runner left on. We go into the top of the fifth inning. It's the Rough Riders 6. The Hooks nothing on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Rough Riders with a 6-0 advantage. As we make our way into the top of the fifth inning, they've scored in every inning so far. Caber Rodriguez led off the third with a homer. He leads things off again here in the fifth inning, though facing Brian DePaula, the new pitcher who got the final out of the fourth inning. First pitch simmers outside, a 1-1 and no strikes. Rough Riders have hit 3 home runs tonight, 2 by Liam Hicks and 1 by this man, Rodriguez, his third of the season. 1-0 toss, up and away, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Now the Riders with 1 run in the first inning, 2 in the second, 1 in the third, 2 in the fourth. DePaula, the pitch. Swinging a soft tapper out in front of home. The catcher, Robleski's, tries to barehand it, and it goes off the tips of his fingers and down below him. An infield single for Caber Rodriguez. He's 2-for-3 today. Aaron Zavala steps in now, who's reached twice. Zavala has walked and singled. 9 hits now for the Riders through 4-plus innings. It's been an offense that has done just enough but hasn't been good. The pitch, low and away with the fastball, and in the dirt, Rodriguez runs down to second, and the throw goes into center field. Rodriguez gets up quickly from his slide, heads to third base, and he's stopped right there. It's a wild pitch, E2. Puts a runner at third for the Rough Riders with nobody out here in the fifth. And the mistakes just keep compounding for Corpus Christi. Rough Riders have had double-digit hits twice this month already as we're playing game number 6 of the month here in June. 1-0. High and tight. Zavala back off the plate on a high inside fastball at 95. Infield is in now for Corpus Christi. But Frisco hasn't had a double-digit run effort since back on May 16th. The pitch slips outside. It's 3 balls and no strikes. That was a day in which they had a doubleheader in Amarillo. And they won both of those games 10-2 in the doubleheader. Here's the stretch in the 3-0. High and tight, ball 4. And Zavala walks. We'll put runners at the corners. It'll be Malek Ortiz bats. So Frisco would love to put up some more offense and find that double-digit run mark today. Still got a ways to go. Runners on the corners here with nobody out of the fifth. DePaula, left-handed pitcher. 24-year-old who's had a lot of trouble with command this year. The pitch home. High and tight. It goes all the way behind the catcher, Robleski. Rodriguez coming home. Head first slide. Not in time. Rodriguez scores on a high inside fastball, getting away from the catcher, Robleski. Zavala down to second base, and the Riders have now scored in all 5 innings to start this game tonight. They lead it 7-0. We'll see if they mark that a wild pitch or a passed ball. Here's the stretch and the 1-0 pitch to Ortiz. Low and outside, it's 2 balls and no strikes, and it's 6 straight out of the zone for the left-hander. Coming into tonight in 18 and a third innings, 21 walks for DePaula. Two and zero here on Ortiz. Left-hander's pinch. Inside 3-0. 7 straight out of the zone. He went 2-0 on Rodriguez to begin the inning as well before the hit to the catcher that went just a couple feet out in front of home. They do go wild pitch, by the way, on DePaula. So 2 wild pitches in the inning. The 3-0 is outside for ball 4. It's a 4-pitch walk for Ortiz. And the Rough Riders with a single and 2 walks on 8 straight missing from DePaula. Have runners at first and second and nobody out. 1 run in. It's unearned as it stands right now. Max Acosta bats now. Acosta, right-handed hitter. The pitch is inside. 1 ball, no strikes. 9 straight out of the zone. DePaula has 1 appearance in this series. It was in the opener. He walked 2 and allowed a run in the 9th inning in a 7-1 win for Corpus. 1-0. That finds the bottom of the zone. A strike. Just catches it with a changeup. 1-1. Zavala leads from second. Ortiz from first. A look back to second, the pitch. Low and outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. The Rough Riders have already blown it open, but a good chance to do even more damage here in the 5th inning. Three-one offering. Swinging a pop-up right side, drifting, foul, and out of play. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Liam Hicks with the multi-home run game. Just the second Rough Riders hitter with a multi-home run affair this season. The other was Cody Freeman. He's back on April 25th at home against Amarillo. Left-hander ready. And he rocks in the 2-2. Down and in, and it hit a coast on the foot. So a hit by pitch, and the bases are now loaded for the Rough Riders. And the catcher, Robleski, goes out, and he'll chat with DePaola. Hazel Cepeda due for the Rough Riders. The thing with DePaola, I mean, he has walked a ton of batters. Opponents are just hitting 143 against him this season, though. He only has a 3.93 ERA, and you look at the walk numbers and you expect that to be, you know, north of 6. But he just hasn't allowed much damage against him. It's one of the reasons why he's still in the organization and can have that belief that he'll figure it out, because if he does, this stuff is nasty. Bases loaded, nobody out. The pitch. Cepeda fouls it straight back. On a fastball, and it's 0-1. Cepeda 0-1 today with a strikeout and a walk. We play in the top of the fifth inning. One run in. It's 7-0 Rough Riders. The pitch. That seems the outside corner is trying. 0-2. Chance to really blow this baby open here. Already up 7-0. Base is loaded. 0-2. Swinging a chopper foul at the plate. Still no balls, two strikes. Rough Riders have pitched well. They've hit the ball well. Exactly what I feel like has been missing from this nice little stretch. A lot of close wins for the Riders. The 0-2, well outside. Great job by Robleski, diving off to his right-hand side to keep that from going back to the backstop. It's 1-2. The winning streak for the Rough Riders, their largest win was 4 runs in the 9 games. One, two. Swinging a soft roller back to the hill. Pass to Paola. Orocho's got it. Tags the runner. Fires on to first. Not in time. Zavala crosses the plate. And the Riders now lead 8-0. Acosta is retired on the fielder's choice for unassisted. Cepeda on at first base. So one out in the inning for Daniel Mateo. Runners on the corners. It was a nice play by Orocho on a softly hit ball. Acosta slid down in front of him. He had to reach down to tag him, so it's not like he ran right past him. He was able to tag him and throw on to first. He had to wait to tag him while he slid in front of him. The pitch is fouled back by Mateo, and it's 0-1. And so Acosta, a headsy play there to make sure that he wasn't running himself into a double play, and Cepeda was able to beat it out because of that. Throw goes over to first, and Cepeda's back in safely. DePaola, in 7 outings here at home, had allowed just 1 run previously. He's now allowed 2 in this inning. 0-1, runner takes off. It's fouled away to the right side, 0-2. Cepeda will have to go back to first base. Rough Riders doing damage here tonight, up 8-0 in the top of the fifth. Left-hander's 0-2. Swinging a chopper up to third. Sacco's got it on to second for one. Throw to first. Just in time, double play. 5-4-3, and the damage is minimized, but the Riders do get 2 runs. It comes on 1 hit, 1 error, and 1 runner left on base. The Rough Riders lead 8-0. We go to the bottom of the fifth next on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Nick Krauth back to the hill in the home half of the fifth. 8-0 Frisco. First pitch home is inside to J.C. Correa. It's one ball and no strikes. Bottom third of the order for Corpus Christi, due up against Krauth. He rocks back and deals. On the inside edge of strike, 1-1. Krauth has faced just one over the minimum over the last three innings. He winds. The 1-1. Popped up. Back behind home. And that one twists foul out of play. One ball and two strikes. Rough Riders have now combined for 16 consecutive scoreless innings, dating back to game two of the series after the shutout yesterday. And their offense has done plenty tonight. 8-0 ball game. 1-2 home. Breaking ball, ground ball foul to the left side. Off the facing of the hooks dugout. One ball and two strikes still. Krauth has been efficient. He's about to throw his 56th pitch of the outing. Here she comes. Cued foul off the end of the bat up the first baseline towards the Riders dugout this time. Still one ball, two strikes. Krauth has consistently worked ahead tonight, and that has led him to a lot of success. That's really his biggest problem this year, is when he falls behind and walks batters. 1-2. Swinging a line drive up over him out to the second baseman, Acosta. He backhands and throws onto first and gets him. Nice play by Max Acosta. On a humpback liner up over the pitcher, it bounced once right next to the second baseman. And Acosta backhanded it, planted his feet, and threw him out at first. Rolando Espinosa stands in now for the right side. 8-0 Rough Riders, bottom of the fifth. Krauth rocks back and deals. Swinging a grounder foul at the plate. It's 0-1. 8 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Riders. The Hooks with no runs on 4 hits and 1 error. Krauth, the 0-1. Curveball for a strike in the inside corner. It's 0-2. When Krauth is ahead in the count, opponents are hitting just 161 against him. When he falls behind, opponents are hitting a third of the time at 333. So working ahead is something that's really important for him, and it really is equated to direct success. He's ahead 0-2 here on Espinosa. 0-2 pitch. Just a hair outside with a slider. Barely missing. One ball and two strikes. Krauth has 4 strikeouts. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs and inside for strike 3. 5 strikeouts now for Krauth, and there are 2 away. Here's Ryan Wroblewski now, the nine-hole hitting catcher.
Catcher number 7, Ryan Wroblewski.
Crouth's season high is 6 strikeouts. That was against Corpus back on May 2nd here in this ballpark. He rocks home. Wroblewski swings, lines it softly out to left field. Right at Heisel Cepeda, maneuvers to his left, makes the catch, and the side is retired here in the 5th inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go top 6, it's 8-0. Frisco out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the seating bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Joey Mancini is the new pitcher for Corpus Christi to the top of the 6th inning. All Rough Riders leading 8-0. Top of the order for Frisco, Franier Chavez, the shortstop, leading things off. Liam Hicks and Josh Hatcher to follow. The Riders have scored 1 in the first, 2 in the second, 1 in the third, 2 in the fourth, and 2 more in the 5th inning. And Mancini delivers home. Swing and a miss from Chavez, it's 0-1. Franier Chavez is 2-for-3 with an RBI double and an infield single. He scored twice today. Right-hander has his sign in the 0-1. Swing and a miss. An upper edge, outside corner fastball. 0-2 on Chavez, who's hitting leadoff for the first time today, hitting no higher than 6th all season. So when he had his at-bat in the first, that was actually just his 2nd at-bat in the first inning all season. Ended up striking out. The 0-2. Swinging a topper out to first base on 2 hops. Price has got it. Feeds underhand to Mancini, covering the pillow. And he beats Chavez for the first out of the 6th inning. One out for Liam Hicks, who has been nearly unstoppable tonight. Well, thus far, he has been unstoppable.
Catcher number 5, Liam Hicks.
Hicks, the catcher, is 3-for-3 with 2 home runs and 4 runs batted in. His non-homer hit was an RBI single up the middle. Mancini's first pitch. Inside corner, a slider for a strike. It's 0-1. Rough Riders have not had a 3-homer game since 2022. This is Hicks' first multi-home run game of his minor league career. The pitch slips outside. It's 1-1. The last 3-home run game by a Rough Rider was Trey Hare, who homered 3 times at Tulsa on May 15th of 2022. 1-1. Swinging a line drive down the right side and foul just barely. Not by more than a foot down the right field line, and it's 1-2 on Hicks, the catcher now. Josh Hatcher comes up from the on-deck circle, grabs his bat and hands it to him. And Hicks climbs back in from the left-handed batter's box. 1-2. Mancini rocks home. Low and outside, missing with the changeup, trying to fit it on the outside corner at the knees to the left-handed batter. Right-hander Mancini, shoulders square to his own dugout on the third base side. He delivers home. Swinging a ground ball softly out to second. Orocho swallows it up and throws on to first to get hits. First time he's been retired tonight. Two up, two down for Josh Hatcher.
Right fielder, number 12, Josh Hatcher.
Hatcher, a left-handed hitter. Mancini's pitch. No one misses high. One ball on no strikes. 8-0 Rough Riders, who play in the top of the sixth. Bases clear, two outs, the 1-0. Swing and a miss by Hatcher. A pitch on the inside edge, it's 1-1. Mancini, the 23-year-old out of Boston College, Bridgeport, Connecticut native, a former 15th-round selection by the Astros in 2022. 1-1 pitch. Hard ground ball to the right side. Price tries to backhand. It's off the tip of his glove. Right to Orocho at second. He fires to first to the covering pitcher, and Mancini beats Hatcher to the bag in time. Wow. A 3-4-1 putout. Side retired. Rough Riders down in order for the first time today. First time they failed to score as well in an inning. Bottom of the sixth next. It's 8-0 Rough Riders. And Nick Kraut back to the hill when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Well, as Nick Kraut brings us back from break, we go into the bottom of the sixth inning, and Nick is going into the sixth, looking for a quality start. 8-0 Riders. First pitch to Tommy Sacco Jr. is outside. Top of the order for Corpus Christi. It's one ball and no strikes. Kraut rocks back here and delivers. Up and away, and it's two balls and no strikes. Krauth has pitched particularly well against Corpus Christi. He winds. 2-0. Swing and a miss on a pitch away, and it's two balls and one strike. This season, he came in just allowing two runs across 11 innings of work in two starts. That's a 1.63 ERA. Rough Riders 2-0 in those games. And overall, in his career, head-to-head against Corpus Christi, he's hurt by one bad start. The pitch just misses low and away. But has a 3.42 ERA against Corpus Christi head-to-head. 3-1 pitch. Outside for ball four, he walks Sacco to begin the sixth. And Jeremy Orocho, the two-hitter, steps in. 8-0 Riders, bottom half of the sixth.
Second baseman number two, Jeremy Orocho.
Orocho 0-for-2 today. This is the sixth career start for Nick Kraut against Corpus Christi. He's ready from the stretch. He delivers home. Fouled away to the left side, 0-1. For whatever reason, the Rough Riders score a lot of runs whenever Nick Kraut starts. In his eight prior starts, the Riders were averaging 7.1 runs a game. The 0-1. Fastball outside, 1-1. And they have eight more runs for him tonight. It'll certainly lead to a lot of wins. And in games in which crowd starts, the Riders are 6-2. 1-1 pitch. Just high and outside. Barely missed, and it's two balls and one strike. The only ones who have a better record in games in which they start are Emiliano Teodo. Rough Riders are 8-1 in his games. The pitch. A line drive up the middle into left center field. Mateo on the run, and he spears it out of the air. One away on a line drive out to center field. That brings Zach Cole to the plate. 8-0 Rough Riders last of the sixth. And Dane Acker has a 7-2 record for the Rough Riders in his start. We'll see Acker tomorrow and then Teodo on Sunday to finish out this series. First pitch to Zach Cole. Swinging a line drive over third, sinking down into left field. A base hit for Zach Cole the opposite way. Runners at first and second and one down now in the sixth inning for Colin Price. Five hits today for the Hooks now.
First baseman, number 14, Colin Price.
Price doubled back in the fourth inning. Crowth working from the first base side of the rubber, still on 72 pitches, so in really good shape still here in the sixth. Right-hander ready from the stretch. He fires. Strike on the upper edge inside corner. It's 0-1. There is action, though, for the Rough Riders out in their bullpen. It's Andy Rodriguez who has started to throw. Or actually, no, he hasn't. He's just up on the mound throwing with a towel with resistance. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. Low off the outside corner with a breaking ball, and it's one ball and one strike. So nobody actually throwing out of the bullpen. Rodriguez just fooling us all. By us all, I mean me. But either way, runners at first and second and one down here in this sixth inning. One ball and one strike on Price. Pitch home. Swinging a high pop-up in the infield. Drifting out into shallow center, the shortstop, Brainerd Chavez, with the infield fly rule in effect. And Chavez jokingly drops the ball after catching it on the ground. Pop out to the shortstop, and there are two away here in the sixth inning.
Left fielder number 9, Colin Barber.
Colin Barber stands in from the left side. He's 1-for-2 today. Crowth one out away from another quality start. It would be his team-high fourth. He has been so up and down this year. When he's good, he has been fantastic. But he has had some poor starts as well. He's ready and pitching. Swinging a ground ball foul up the first baseline, and it's 0-1. The Rough Riders have loved what they have seen out of Crowth in his last two starts now. Seven innings, one run against San Antonio, and about to most likely go six innings unless something goes horribly wrong here in this inning. Here's the stretch and the 0-1. Fouled away to the left side. It's quickly 0-2. Crowth one strikeout away from tying his season high with six. Two down, runners at first and second. 8-0, Rough Riders lead it. 17 consecutive scoreless innings for the Rough Riders pitching staff. Crowth trying to make it 18. 0-2 offering to Barber. Breaking ball, grounder foul up the first base side and the Riders dugout. And it's still no balls and two strikes. Rough Riders played a pole in the infield and the outfield against Barber. Runners take their leads from first and second. It's Sacco at second and Cole at first. Crowth ready is from the belt. The 0-2. Foul back again. Still no balls and two strikes. Crowth's season long in terms of pitches was 96. Against San Antonio at home back on May the 9th. He's nowhere near that, and so we'll see if they might allow him to come back out for the seventh. With it being 8-0. I'm sure John Goble's going to argue that. 0-2. Ground ball foul again up the first baseline. And this one bounds into the Riders' dugout. Still no balls and two strikes on Barber. Rough Riders having some fun in their dugout. Going after the foul balls. Krauth will try it again here. 0-2. Check swing, and he did not go around, and a curveball inside. Seventh pitch upcoming. It's one ball and two strikes. Mustachioed left-handed hitter back in. Colin Barber. Mustachioed right-hander deals. Got him on the outside corner with the curveball. Strike three, and Nick Krauth strikes out his sixth. He's gone six shutout innings tonight here in Corpus Christi. No runs across on a hit, no errors, two left on. Top seven next, it's 8-0 Frisco here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
All right, take it easy.
Top half of the seventh inning, Rough Riders in control in this one tonight.
Fans, don't forget to see if you're
out post game,
we've got Bud Light Friday Fireworks.
Caber Rodriguez leads it off here in the seventh. Aaron Zavala, Abimelech Ortiz to follow.
Leading off their baseman, 17, Caber Rodriguez.
First pitch to Rodriguez is in there for a strike. It's 0-1 from Mancini. Rodriguez is 2-for-3 today with a homer. An infield single and two runs. 0-1. Low and outside, and it's one ball and one strike. It's Caber Rodriguez, Aaron Zavala, and Abimelech Ortiz in this seventh inning. Mancini rocks and deals. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. The shortstop, Williams, to his left. He picks it and throws on to first to get him. One out here in the seventh inning. Aaron Zavala steps in. Mancini has been a welcome sight out of the bullpen for Corpus Christi, retiring all four he's seen. It's after the Rough Riders scored in each of the first five innings tonight on the offensive side. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, first pitch. In the air out to left field, pushing Barber back. He's at the warning track, and he's there to make the catch. Zavala gave it a ride all the way out to the wall in left field, but he is retired for the second out. Would have been a rather cheap home run if he would have snuck it over the wall in left field, just 320 feet registered. But Zavala certainly would have taken it. Here's Abimelech Ortiz, two down here in the top of the seventh. First pitch, fastball just inside. Ball and no strikes. Ortiz 0-for-2 today with a walk. Mancini's pitch. Grounded foul back behind home. It's one ball and one strike. Mancini this season 3-1 with a 2.41 ERA overall, including his time in Asheville. Pitches outside. It's two balls and one strike. Pitching in just his second game with the hooks. He threw four innings scoreless out of the bullpen his last time out. 2-1. Up and away. Three balls and one strike. 2.73 ERA at the high A level with Asheville. Ton of strikeouts. 39 in 29 and two-thirds innings. 3-1 pitch here. Ortiz takes inside. Ball four. Riders first baseman draws the walk. Two outs, runner at first for Max Acosta, who is 0 for 2 today with a hit by pick. 8-0 Frisco, top of the seventh. Right-hander against right-hander. First pitch. Up and away, one ball and no strikes. It ends a streak of five in a row retired by Mancini, that walk. It's been the Rough Riders' top of the order that's done the damage today. 1-0. Swinging a high fly ball into shallow right center field. Espinosa crossing in from right, and he reaches up to make the catch. Side retired here in the seventh. No runs, hits, errors, a runner left on. Rough Riders leading 8-0 into the stretch on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We move to the bottom half of the seventh inning. Rough Riders an 8-0 advantage. Happy to have you along on this Friday night. A good crowd on hand in Corpus Christi of 5,835. And Ricky DeVito is the new pitcher for the Rough Riders as we go into the bottom of the seventh. First pitch. Rides inside, and it's one ball and no strikes on Jaron Williams. Nick Krauth done in his start. Six innings of shutout baseball. Great work from Krauth. The offering, high and tight with a fastball again. It's two balls and no strikes. Krauth's official final line today. Six innings, no runs on five hits. He struck out six and walked one. 2-0 pitch. Inside, he hit him. Oh, man, that was three pitches inside, and that one nailed him at 94 miles an hour on the backside. And a hit by pitch puts Williams aboard at first. J.C. Correa making his way to the plate.
So, designated hitter number 10, J.C. Correa.
A rude welcoming to the ball game for Ricky DeVito. Liam Hicks goes out and has a chat with him. DeVito has had his command issues this season for the Rough Riders, the 25-year-old out of Staten Island, New York. 2-0 with a 4.58 ERA. In 17 and two-thirds innings, 26 strikeouts but 20 walks. That's his third hit batter of the year. Correa 0 for 2 today. First offering. Slips across the inside corner for a strike. And it's 0-1. Great start by Nick Kraut tonight. Now the bullpen trying to finish it off. Oh, 1. Swinging a line shot out to left field. Down the line, Cepeda dives. And did he make the catch? No, he trapped it. A throw into second base, and they got him there. There was no signal initially from the field umpire, Clay Williams. And now they throw onto first base, and did they get him there too? What is going on? It's pure chaos. Joe Thon, the Rough Riders manager, is out. And now Steven Rios Jr., the crew chief, is going to call the umpires together to try and figure out what happened. Cepeda dove for the baseball out in left field. He says he caught it, and it was announced that he trapped the ball. And then the runner head back to first base because there was no call yet. So the throw went into second, and they got him there. And then it looked like Correa didn't know what was going on, and so he tried to run back to first, and he was tagged out. Looking at the replay, Cepeda totally caught it. He made the catch. A great diving catch. Wow, and they say, no, he did not catch it, but they call the runner out at second base. And say the runner at first is safe. So now, with Joe Thon still out there arguing, Carlos Cardoza comes out, the Rough Riders manager, and he wants an explanation as to what exactly is going on. So it ends up being a fielder's choice that goes 7-4. A runner at first and one out here in the seventh inning. First of all, they got the call incorrect. And then just to stand there as an umpire and not make a call at all, that's something you cannot do. Because the base runner was looking at the umpire and nobody knew what the call was. Then he finally signaled it after Cepeda was already standing up with the ball. And then he threw him out at second. So that was just a poor job by this umpiring crew. And now Cardoza is in a heated argument with Rios at the plate as to why aren't both runners out. And Rios is walking him into foul territory as opposed to being at home plate. And they're still discussing it. There's no shouting necessarily. It's just a heated discussion. This has already been a series in which Cardoza has been ejected. That was for arguing the strike zone, though, with Justin Jusko. So still conversating. Fans here had about enough of it. And Cardoza's back to the dugout. All right, so officially, it's a fielder's choice. 7-4. Runner at first, one down. Bottom of the seventh inning, 8-0 Rough Riders. Rolando Espinosa, the batter. Pitch from Ricky DeVito. Inside, 1-0, no strikes. Missing with a fastball. Espinosa 0-2 today, having grounded into a double play and struck out. DeVito stretches. He brings in the 1-0. Inside. 2 balls and no strikes. And the ball leaked away from DeVito. Ortiz, the first baseman, runs out and grabs it. No advancement. This has already been a wild start to the inning. DeVito, the 2-0. Swing and a miss and a high fastball. 2 balls and 1 strike. With one out here in the seventh inning. We always like to dive into this day in baseball history, and this is when the Major League Baseball draft used to be held, is around this time, so a lot of this day in baseball history has to do with the draft, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. DeVito, the 2-1 pitch on the way. Curveball at the top of the zone for a strike. It's 2-2. It was on this day back in 1973 that the Rangers drafted David Clyde first overall and sent him straight to the major leagues after drafting him. The pitch, low and outside. It's 3-2, and that had a whole lot to do with kind of the stunting of his development after he was drafted out of high school and sent straight to the big leagues as an 18-year-old to make 18 starts. He had a 5 ERA that year. 3-2, swing and a miss, got him. Fastball right by him, 2 outs. First strikeout from DeVito, 2 outs, runner at first for Ryan Robleski, the catcher.
Catcher, number 7, Ryan Robleski.
8-0 Riders, bottom of the 7th. He went on to pitch 3 years with the Rangers, then go back down to the minor leagues before finishing out his career with Cleveland. The pitch, that's inside. It's 1-0. And it hurt even more for the Rangers when the 3 and 4 picks in that year's draft were both Hall of Famers, Robin Yount and Dave Winfield. 1-0. Grounder foul up the third baseline, and it's 1-1. In the second round, Fred Lynn was drafted in 1973 as well. Pretty big picks. Back when they only had 24 picks in the first round. Boy, how times have changed. 40 picks in the first round now. One ball and one strike to Robleski in the bottom of the 7th inning. 1-1. Low and outside. 2-1. The following year, 1974, Lonnie Smith and Dale Murphy in the first round. Willie Wilson, who had a great career. Rick Sutcliffe. Lance Parrish. Really good first round in 1974. Here's the stretch in the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Burned a fastball right by him at 96. 2-2. Runner at first not being held on. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs. And the fastball for strike 3. Ricky DeVito strikes out 2 in a scoreless 7th inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, a runner left on. We move to the top of the 8th. That's 8-0. Rough Riders out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the 8th here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
We go to the top of the 8th inning. It's 8-9-1 due up for the Rough Riders. Hazel Cepeda starts it against Joey Mancini, who rocks and fires. Upper edge, inside corner, a strike to Cepeda. It's 0-1. 8-0 Frisco. The pitch. Down low off the outside corner, it's 1-1. Rough Riders have thrown now 19 consecutive scoreless innings. Frisco has not had back-to-back shutouts this year as the pitch has popped up the short right field. Espinosa racing in, the second baseman out. It's Orocho, the second baseman, who makes the catch. One away. Daniel Mateo stands in now. Eight nothing ball game. Riders lead it here in the top of the eighth. Mateo 0 for 3 today. First pitch. Fouled away, back behind home. It's 0-1. Rough Riders, last time they had consecutive shutouts, it was May 31st and June 1st in San Antonio. 0-1. Just inside. Ball and a strike. It's been 11 seasons since the Riders have had three consecutive shutouts, but let's not get too ahead of ourselves. The pitch. Swinging a fly ball, hit well out to left center field. Barber back a couple steps. He's there to make the catch. Two away. Freiner Chavez, the hitter now. 8-0. Rough Riders lead it.
Shortstop number 2,
Javi representing the top of the card, 2-for-4 today. All Rough Riders in this one tonight. First pitch is a fastball inside. Ball and no strikes. Javi has an RBI double in the second, a single in the fourth. He scored both times. 1-0. Fastball high. Two balls, no strikes. Liam Hicks, the owner of two homers and four RBIs, is on deck. 2-0. Lined into left center field, sinking down, and it falls into the alley. Chavez has another three-hit game. And he brings Liam Hicks up with a runner aboard here in the eighth inning. It's 8-0 Frisco, and Freiner Chavez just continues to hit everything. Chavez, during his seven-game hitting streak, now with 15 hits. He's hitting at 556. First pitch is a strike to Hicks, and it's 0-1. And Liam Hicks is 3-for-4 today with two homers and an RBI single, four RBIs, 8-0 Riders, 10 hits. 0-1. The miss is down. One ball and one strike. If the Riders throw another shutout tonight, it would be their fifth shutout of the season, and three of them will have come against Corpus here in this ballpark. 1-1. Top of the zone, outside corner, 1-2. This Hooks team has been a struggling offense all season. Second to last in the league in a lot of categories, just ahead of San Antonio. 1-2 on the way. Outside. 2-2 now. Mancini just allowed his first hit in his three innings of work and trying to not allow his first run. Chavez not being held on. Hicks looking for a third home run of the night as well. 2-2. He fouls it away to the left side. And it's still two balls and two strikes. Both of his homers previously came on two-strike pitches. Homers in a game is also the franchise record for the Rough Riders. 2-2. He swings and drills it into center field, sending Cole back a couple steps. He twists around. He's there to make the grab, and the side is retired. Rough Riders, no runs on a hit, no errors and a runner left on. We go to the home half of the eighth next. It's the Rough Riders 8, the Hooks nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Saturday, June 15th. See you at Bark in the Park Saturday, June 15th. First pitch at 7:05. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Seth Clark, the new pitcher for the Rough Riders, as we make our way to the home half of the eighth inning. It's 8-0 Frisco. Top of the order, Tommy Sacco Jr., Jeremy Orocho, Zach Cole due up. Left-hander on the hill, the first pitch to Sacco. Swinging a line drive into center field, right at Mateo. He comes in a couple steps and makes the grab head high. First pitch swinging, and Sacco lines out to center field. Here's Orocho.
Second baseman, number 2, Jeremy
Orocho. 8 runs on 10 hits and no errors for the Rough Riders. The Hooks with no runs on 5 hits and 1 error today. Clark rocks and fires. It's a strike right down the middle. It's 0-1. Mentioned that the Rough Riders have had all these consecutive scoreless innings, trying to pitch back-to-back shutouts. It's been a collective effort. Ben Anderson, 6 shutout innings yesterday in his start. Pitch is drilled into right center field, but it hangs up in the air from Mateo, cutting over into right center, and he puts it away. 2 down for Zach Cole. Yesterday, Stephen Jennings and Tyler Owens, each with scoreless outings. Ricky DeVito with a scoreless inning tonight. Seth Clark on to pitch now for the Riders, and we'll see if Clark goes the last two, or if they want to give somebody else an inning in the ninth. 2 outs, bases clear, the pitch. Cole checks his swing on a slider for a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Cole is 1-for-2 with a hit by pitch, a single and a strikeout today. 0-1, low and outside. It's 1-1. Checking in on our scoreboard, especially with the team out in Midland. Good news, San Antonio leading 3-1 in the bottom half of the ninth inning in that one. 1-1. High and inside, 2-1. So the Rough Riders have a chance to gain a game on the Rockhounds. They would be up by 4 games, the win here and a loss there. The pitch. Inside, it's 3-1. San Antonio has had a tough stretch having to go through the Rough Riders. They lost 9 in a row. 3-1 on the way. Misses low, ball 4. Clark walks Cole. And that brings Colin Price to the plate. Right-handed batter.
First baseman, number 14, Colin Price.
Elsewhere in the Texas League, Amarillo and Tulsa in a doubleheader today. And boy, Tulsa absolutely hammered the pitch. Misses high, and it's one ball and no strikes. The Sod Poodles in game one of that doubleheader, 17-4. That's a Hodgetown score for you. 17 runs for Tulsa. They did it on just two homers. The pitch. That misses low, and it's two balls and no strikes. 17 runs on 12 hits. Amarillo had a tough time with their command in that one. Amarillo walked 11 batters in 7 innings. Oh, boy. 2-0. Punch foul back behind home, out of play, and it's 2-1. That was a 2-hour, 39-minute, 7-inning game. That's not great. And it's 5-1 Amarillo in the top of the fifth in game two of that doubleheader. Springfield blanked by Arkansas, 2-0. The pitch. Slithers on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 2-2. Northwest Arkansas, a 12-5 lead in the seventh inning right now. Clark readies and brings in the 2-2. Breaking ball, hit off the ground, and then up off of the foot of Price and out into fair territory. Two balls, two strikes. As for the Major League Club, the Rangers, they trail 5-2 to the Giants in game one of that weekend series. Ezekiel Duran had tied the game with a single in the fifth inning. And Michael Conforto with a home run and Elliot Ramos with an RBI single off the Rangers bullpen. Daniel Robertson and Grant Anderson both allowing runs. It is David Robinson. So Daniel Robinson. The pitch. Popped up back behind home and foul out of play. Still two balls, two strikes. Tough go for the Rangers lately. Two-two. Up and away. We're full at 3-2. Rangers are two games under 500, in danger of falling to three games under. Just two runs on five hits offensively for them tonight. The pitch. Runner goes. Check swing. They appeal, and he went around for strike three. Seth Clark with the strikeout, and he pitches a scoreless eighth inning. The run sits airs. One runner left on. Top of the ninth inning next. The Rough Riders leading 8-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Let's go to the top of the ninth inning, shall we? The Rough Riders, an 8-0 advantage. Josh Hatcher leads it off. Joey Mancini still out there, first pitch. He misses down and in. It's one ball and no strikes. 3-4-5 for the Riders. Hatcher, Rodriguez, and Zavala. 8 runs on 10 hits for the Riders tonight. 1-0 pitch. Off the fist, a fly ball into shallow right field. Espinosa charging in. He's under it, and he squeezes head high for the out. One out in the ninth inning. Here's Kaber Rodriguez. Rodriguez, a homer back in the third, a single in the fifth. He's 2-for-4.
Third base number 17, Kaber Rodriguez.
Riders scored in each of the first five innings of the game, and they have just one hit since the fifth. The pitch is grounded foul off of Robleski. It's 0-1. It was a Franer Chavez single in the eighth inning with two outs. Here's the wind back in the 0-1. Swinging a chopper back to the hill. Mancini skies and leaps to grab it out of the air. Underhand toss on to first to get the out. Two up, two down here in the ninth inning, and Aaron Zavala climbs to the plate for the Riders. This is game four of the six-game series between these two clubs. Game number 11 of a 13-game road trip. Dane Acker will get the ball tomorrow in game five at 7:05. First pitch home to Zavala. Finds the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. He'll go against Miguel Ulloa for Corpus Christi. 0-1 to Z. He takes a slider for a strike on the inner edge. It's quickly 0-2. Excited to see Dane Acker with a bounce-back opportunity after going just two-thirds of an inning in his last start, throwing 36 pitches in the first. 0-2 to Zavala. He strikes out. Fastball swinging, and he's down on three pitches. 1-2-3, ninth inning for Mancini. He's looked good tonight. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Riders go for their second consecutive shutout and an 8-0 win when we come back to the bottom of the ninth on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Andy Rodriguez takes to the mound for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the ninth inning. It's 8-0. Frisco leads it. Colin Barber starts it off, to be followed by Jared Williams and J.C. Correa. Rough Riders with an opportunity at back-to-back shutouts for the first time this year. Rodriguez, right-handed pitcher, goes mostly fastball, slider, and changeup. He winds and fires. Fouled straight back. It's 0-1. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. Rough Riders have gotten phenomenal pitching today from their starter, Nick Kraut, who went six shutout innings. 0-1. There's a breaking ball for a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-2. Ricky DeVito won a shutout inning. Seth Clark a shutout inning. And now Andy Rodriguez. 0-1. A swing and a miss. That was 0-2. That's strike three. Andy Rodriguez with the strikeout on three pitches. And Jaron Williams steps in now.
Shortstop number 17, Jaron Williams.
Williams, right-handed batter, who's one for two today with a hit by pitch. Rodriguez fires home. Fastball fouled back. It's 0-1. 1-0 record, a 2.73 ERA for Rodriguez this season over 15 games. 26 and a third innings, 27 strikeouts coming into tonight. 0-1. Swing and a miss and a nasty breaking ball below the zone. It's 0-2. And he's thrown five pitches all for strikes to begin this bottom of the ninth inning. 8-0 Frisco. The offering in. Up and out. One ball and two strikes. And the Riders have now thrown 20 consecutive scoreless innings. The pitch. Grounded foul up the third baseline. It's still one ball and two strikes. A chance to make it 21 for Rodriguez if he's able to finish this one off. Chance to make it a 2-2 series as well. One ball and two strikes on Williams. Rough Riders infield slightly to pull. 1-2. Fouled away to the right side. Ball and two strikes still. Darkness around us here in Corpus Christi. You can see almost a silhouette of the Harbor Bridge in right center field with the new Harbor Bridge being built to our left beyond left field. Lights are on. Great crowd of 5,800 sticking around for post-game fireworks after the game today. 1-2. Fouled away, and the bat slipped out of the hand of Williams, skidding along the ground over towards his own dugout on the left side. And still one ball and two strikes. On this humid night, he doesn't grab any pine tar or anything. It's 84 degrees currently with 74% humidity. It feels like I'm 91. 1-2. Swinging a bounding ball up the middle. Chavez, the shortstop to his left. He fields at the hip, throws onto first, and gets him. Two down. Riders one out away now with J.C. Correa stepping in. 8-0 lead. Just five hits today for Corpus Christi. Oh for 3 day for the designated hitter. And time called. Steven Rios Jr. going out to the mound and just making sure that Rodriguez, if he does lick his hand, he wipes it off before touching the baseball, as he did. Two outs, bases clear here in the bottom of the ninth inning on this Friday night. First pitch. Line foul on a play to the right side. It's 0-1. The DH now 2-for-10 in this series. Rodriguez, the 0-1. Breaking ball popped up on the infield right side. Ortiz coming in. The first baseman gives way to Hicks, and it drops in fair. And now rolls foul. Oh, foul ball. It was right in between him. Ortiz was playing back, and he came sprinting in, and they both kind of looked at each other, and it fell in between them and ended up rolling foul. So it's a foul ball, and it's 0-2 now. Well, hopefully that ends up being harmless. No balls and two strikes. Two outs, bases clear. Rodriguez has his sign, the 0-2. Breaking ball, tap foul along the third baseline. Still no balls, two strikes. Eva Rodriguez runs over and grabs it, tosses it into the stands. Carefully surveying his options on who he wants to divvy out a souvenir to. Correa back in. Rodriguez has got his sign at the belt. Back into his windup, and the 0-2 pitch on the way. Low and outside. It's One ball and two strikes now on Correa. Rough Riders with a win would go to 36-19. Rodriguez, the 1-2. Got him swinging off the outside corner, and the ball game is over. Riders win it 8-0. They have back-to-back shutouts. 21 consecutive scoreless innings by this Rough Riders pitching staff. What a performance by Frisco. They tie the series at 2 games apiece. 8-0 win. We'll break it down to the postgame show next here on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
We welcome you back to Corpus Christi with fireworks going off beyond left center field here in Corpus. The Rough Riders win it 8-0 over the Hooks. They win their second consecutive game. And more importantly, back-to-back shutout wins for the Rough Riders on the pitching side of things. Just dominant stuff for Frisco. The final lines for both teams. 8 runs on 10 hits and no errors for Frisco. Corpus Christi, no runs on 5 hits and 1 error tonight. The Rough Riders stranded 6 on base. The Hooks, 7 on the base pass. Final game time tonight. It was a 2-hour and 32-minute game in front of 5,835 tonight. Nick Krauth got the win. He goes to 5-2 on the season. With his 6 shutout innings, he deserved it. Michael Knorr with the loss, allowing 6 runs over 3 2/3 innings in his start. The Rough Riders scored in the first 5 innings tonight, and they were led by Liam Hicks with his 4 RBIs and 2 homers, 3 different run-scoring hits for him. He was phenomenal, and the Rough Riders' offense and pitching was fantastic in this complete team win here tonight. Riders move to 36-19. We'll tell you where they are in the standings when we look at the scoreboard in our next segment. Riders win it 8-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Fireworks still going off here in Corpus Christi as we welcome you back into the postgame show. Riders win it by a final score of 8-0 over Corpus in Game 4 of the series. Let's check in on the scoreboard to check in how the Rough Riders are doing in the standings after this win today. And great news, San Antonio beat Midland 3-1, so the Riders are now 4 games up in first place with now 14 games remaining in the first half. So really exciting stuff for the Rough Riders in a good standing right now and a good opportunity for Frisco to make their way into the playoffs as they stand now because they still control their own destiny, taking on Midland to end the first half out at Momentum Bank Ballpark. So it should be a lot of fun to see the Rough Riders down the stretch here, especially if they keep pitching like this with their 8-0 win tonight and their 3-0 win last night. Elsewhere around the Texas League, Tulsa and Amarillo in the midst of a doubleheader. It was a 17-4 win for Tulsa over Amarillo in Game 1, and Amarillo getting their revenge. They lead 6-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning here in Game 2 of the doubleheader. Northwest Arkansas thumping Wichita 13-5. That's in the top of the ninth inning. And Springfield, they're blanked by Arkansas 2-0 on the road in that key series for who is going to be the champion in the first half in the Texas League North. As for the Rangers affiliates at the big league level, the Rangers in action at home against the San Francisco Giants beginning that series with Game 1. It's 5-2 Giants currently in the bottom half of the eighth inning, with the Giants scoring some runs late in that game in the seventh to take a late lead. 2 runs in the seventh and 1 run in the eighth inning. They're currently in the bottom of the ninth inning in that ball game. As for the affiliates, the low A level, down east falling to Salem, the Red Sox affiliate 6-2. Hickory at the high A level beating the Red Sox affiliate Greenville 4-2. And at the AAA side, Oklahoma City, the Dodger affiliate, they're winning 5-3 over the Round Rock Express. In that series, they had the first game rained out. They played a doubleheader, and they're now playing Game 4 of that set. The Express, on the starting side of things, had Owen White go. He allowed 4 runs over 4 1/3 innings, the former Rough Rider, while Sandro Fabian, the former Rider as well, has 2 hits on the offensive side. Dustin Harris, after homering yesterday, has a hit, and Sam Huff with a hit as well. Well, that's going to do it for us tonight. The Rough Riders will be back in action tomorrow at 7:05 with Dane Acker on the mound. He's 2-1 with a 3.16 ERA. Miguel Uyola is on the other side for the Corpus Christi Hooks. He's 3-3 with a 4.89 ERA. First pitch at 7:05 tomorrow will be on the air at 6:50, and we hope you can join us for Game 5 of 6 in the series and Game 12 of 13 on the road trip. That's going to do it for us tonight. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible. For everybody with the Corpus Christi Hooks, for my partner Luke Maley back in Frisco, my name is Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. The Rough Riders win 8-0 over the Corpus Christi Hooks. Back-to-back shutout wins for the Riders. They'll go for 3 in a row tomorrow, taking on Corpus Christi again. We'll talk to you then, but until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!